Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future for your employees with Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
Now, there's been continuing widespread condemnation of an attack on a young teen boy in Navan, with calls for social media companies to remove videos of the incident that circulated yesterday. Tánaiste Dé Mícheál Martin said it was stomach-churning. Here's a listen to what he had to say in the Dáil earlier today.
I must say, I think the country is sickened and very disturbed by this shocking attack on this young boy. The random violent nature of it, the videoing of it, and the posting of the video online. I haven't seen the video, didn't see it, but some who did have described it as stomach churning and quite shocking. There is absolutely no place in our society for such violence. More broadly, there has been increased violence against our LGBTI community in the country, which is quite disturbing. I believe we collectively in this house and across the country condemn what has happened.
For the latest in all of this, we're joined now by Carl O'Brien, education editor with the Irish Times. And Carl, you're welcome to the programme this evening. School psychologists, I believe, are supporting pupils in the school in Navan today. Is that right?
That's correct. The school patron body, which is the Louthmeath Education and Training Board, confirmed in a statement this afternoon that psychologists from NEPS, that's the National Educational Psychological Service, has been made available to support students at the school. It's also said that its guidance and counselling staff have been available as well. It's also clarified some aspects of the incident itself. It said, for the avoidance of doubt, the incident didn't occur on school grounds, but it did occur in a green area in an adjacent housing estate. And it's also further confirmed that a significant disciplinary proceedings have been initiated, but it's declining to comment further, largely on the basis that they've confirmed as well that the Garda Síochána is investigating aspects of the incident itself.
And Education Minister Norma Foley, she's also been speaking about this attack today.
Yeah, she was in Shannon today. She was describing the assault as nothing short of shocking. She also confirmed that whatever supports were needed would be available to students. She also commented that, you know, she is in contact with schools and students and young people on a regular basis. And she said, you know, what happened in Navan this week did not represent young people. And she's pointed out that there have been, you know, ongoing efforts to boost inclusion and to initiate anti-bullying policies in schools. And I think that's where a lot of the shock of this is happening, because there has been a sense that we've been making very good progress on this. And while, you know, bullying obviously still does take place, there has been this kind of whole school approach to tackling bullying, and certainly there has been a feeling that we have been making progress. But as you said, the graphic nature of what happened and the extent of the injuries has really shocked, I think, everyone in the school community and across society generally.
And the Taoiseach, Carl, has also got involved in all of this, rowing in with his own thoughts. Can you remind us of what he had to say earlier?
Yeah, so a big focus here, from what the Taoiseach said, was really around social media companies. He was saying that we really need to do more to ensure that footage like this is taken down very quickly, and that the social media companies do respond in a timely fashion when these issues are alerted to them. And the Taoiseach also said that it seemed to him that, you know, the victim in this case just was a young man who was targeted just because he was different to others. And he also criticised the actions of the people who felt the need to put the video online and to share it and to ultimately, as he described it, humiliate. He described it as a very particularly nasty type of individual. So the condemnation of not just the incident, but the sharing of this footage and the time taken, I think, to take down that this footage has been shared really right across the political spectrum today.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us with that update. That's Carl O'Brien, education editor with the Irish Times.